Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. There are now two people who've tested positive for COVID-19 in Michigan. Governor Whitmer declared a state of emergency last night in an attempt to slow the spread of the virus, and universities across Michigan are now suspending face-to-face classes and moving to online instruction. One of the state's two confirmed cases is in Oakland County. It's the second most populous in the state. Dave Coulter is the Oakland County executive, and Dr. Russell Faust is the county's medical director. Gentlemen, thank you both for taking a minute.
Great to be with you.
Dr. Faust, can you tell us what we know about the Oakland County patient at this time?
Well, I can tell you that they're in good shape. They traveled internationally and arrived feeling a little out of sorts, spent a day or two at home, and when they were progressively symptomatic, went to the hospital and were tested. The good news is that there is low to no exposure in the community from this patient, and they're doing well in the hospital now. They're in a negative pressure respiratory isolation room, as indicated for coronavirus.
When was this person tested?
Let's see. They were sampled late Monday night, and they were tested yesterday at the Bureau of Labs, BOL, at MDHHS, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
And when did the results come in?
Results came in late last night.
It sounded like the person did go to a hospital, at least. Do you have any estimate on how many people may have come in contact with the initial patient?
This person has a spouse, and we are undergoing an active investigation now, a contact investigation. I can't tell you more than that, but they weren't out in the community. So the community is in good shape from this patient.
David Coulter, what are the first steps that the county's taking?
We've been doing a number of things. We activated a task force about 2 weeks ago to begin to daily monitor the situation and coordinate our efforts here. One of the things that we just did this morning is partially activate our emergency operations center. That really just allows us to assist our local partners, coordinate with them, and coordinate our messaging. Because as you can imagine, this is an evolving situation, and the messaging changes. And so this just allows us to coordinate with our partners throughout the county in a more appropriate manner.
Dr. Faust, what is the process for referring and testing patients suspected of having coronavirus? I mean, is the county getting any questions from healthcare providers in Oakland County at this point saying, you know, where do we send the test? What do we do?
You bet. So we've been recommending following CDC guidelines. And those guidelines are that folks that have traveled internationally to those known countries known to have an epidemic, an outbreak of coronavirus, COVID-19, those folks who are known to have been in contact with someone confirmed to have COVID-19, and those folks who are symptomatic. And the triad of symptoms is fever, cough, and shortness of breath. In those circumstances, those folks are appropriate for testing. So what those physicians, those clinics and hospitals are doing is calling us for authorization of testing through state. So that's still required for testing at the Bureau of Labs. That is, we provide, first off, counseling for which patients are appropriate. We don't deny testing of anybody. So it's a clinical judgment. If a clinician decides that they have a patient that's appropriate for testing and they don't meet all CDC criteria, we still authorize testing. We don't, you know, second guess that bedside clinical judgment.
Do you have any sense at this point of how the demand for testing is going, whether the people that you're directing to the state are getting what they need to know in a timely fashion?
Well, we don't direct them to state. Basically, we authorize a testing and suggest which specimens are required to be sent, and they either send them through us or send them through their courier to Lansing, to the Bureau of Labs, and they go ahead and run the tests. We have had 70 Oakland County residents evaluated for testing, 35 determined not to have the virus, one tested positive, of course, and you're aware of that one, and then we currently have 34 that are under investigation, that is pending testing results.
Right. Do you know if any private labs are helping to pick up some of the work?
Good question. I'm glad you asked. Right now, there is one private lab that I'm aware of that is offering tests in Michigan, and that's LabCorp. There's another private lab that's Quest. Quest is also a national, one of the larger national labs. They're offering tests in a variety of states right now. As of 6 o'clock this morning, I'm not sure what it is right now, but as of 6 this morning, Quest was not yet available as a commercial lab available in Michigan.
Glad to know this. It's not as if the average person is going to walk into one of these lab facilities and get tested, but just so we can get our hands around how these cases are being tracked. Dave Coulter, can you tell us, does the county have any input on whether institutions, whether they're schools or large businesses, decide to shut down or ask people to start doing what they do remotely?
We would certainly make those recommendations, and we evaluate those all of the time. Remember, this I would add is that while this flu is new, our response isn't. We are the public health body in Oakland County that is used to doing these sort of responses. We had a measles outbreak about a year ago that we handled very responsibly in the same sort of manner. And so that includes monitoring the situation, and this one is certainly ever-evolving. And as those kinds of recommendations are warranted, we would make those recommendations to the various institutions. And that's part of the partnerships that I referred to earlier that we're in communication with now.
Do either of you know how many intensive care beds there are in Oakland County's hospitals?
I don't know how many intensive care beds there are. I have a sense of how many respiratory isolation rooms there are in our facilities, and that's somewhere over 30.
Do you have a sense that the hospitals are prepared for what may be coming?
You know, that's a great question. I wish I had a crystal ball. We just don't know what may be coming. I have a sense that our hospitals here in Oakland County are extremely well prepared. That is, emergency preparedness here is really taken to a great level. That includes county health, county overall, as well as our hospitals.
And I would add, we're in daily contact with them, and so we're aware of their needs and their concerns. And at this point, as we continue to monitor this, at this point, we're prepared. But this is an ever-evolving situation, as I mentioned.
Right. And a lot of health providers have suggested that this is not an if, but a when kind of situation. Do you feel confident you have a sense of where to look for the next cases?
I'm not sure where we're looking. Where we'll find the next case is in our community and in those folks that are being tested right now. The fact is, we know it's out there. This is not the last case. And these are not the last cases in Michigan. And, you know, this will be, you know, a wave of infection that sweeps across the United States. But I think we're in pretty good shape in terms of being prepared. We've had some time to see this coming, so I think we're prepared.
What are Oakland County's needs, either from the state or the federal government, right now?
I think it's fair to say more testing kits would be helpful. I know our county board of commissioners has authorized an additional appropriation to purchase those when they become available. I think it's fair to say nationally there's still a need for additional tests. But the other thing that they've been very helpful with is the messaging and the communications. We're in constant communication with the State Health Department and the CDC and others. And so sharing information, sharing best practices of what's working in other parts of the country is certainly helpful to inform the decisions that we make here.
Do either of you know how many kits are available in Oakland County right now?
I don't.
Okay. Dave Coulter, what are you telling people who call the county wanting to know about risk right now?
Well, can I just say that even though it sounds simple, the basic precautions are still the most powerful to slowing the spread. And so that is things like washing your hands frequently, staying home when you're sick. And that doesn't mean just not going to work, but literally staying in your house, stocking up on your medications and food and supplies that you need so that you can stay in the house, keeping distance from other people, especially for those who are high risk, such as older adults or if you have chronic conditions. Those kinds of precautions that we hear a lot about and may sound overly simplistic are frankly still the best remedy at this stage of the virus.
It can't be said enough. I mean, Dr. Faust, how would you characterize the tone of the questions that the county gets from just the general public?
I think it's fear of the unknown, because we really don't have information. You know, we certainly have diseases in the community that have a much higher probability of infecting us and a much higher probability of having a complication and during that infection, and even a fatality, something like influenza. And, you know, that kills tens of thousands of people every year in this country. But, you know, what scares people about this right now is the unknown. And, you know, we're still early in that process. You know, for example, we've really had the test in the state of Michigan, a validated test, for a little less than a week now. You know, this is a two-week infection course, so we really don't have the insights yet, and we're still learning a lot nationally and internationally. So I think that's the scary thing, and so that's the tone of calls that we're taking from the public right now.
Dr. Russell Faust is medical director for Oakland County. We've also been speaking with Oakland County Executive David Coulter. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We should add that Quest Diagnostics is now one of two private labs accepting specimens from Michigan for COVID-19 testing.